WTAN Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
All right. Listen. We are glad to be on TANTALK1340.com and StarcomRadioNetwork.com. The name has changed a little bit. Used to have the word media in there. It does not now. It is StarcomRadioNetwork.com, where you can catch this show every Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. And the Go Yard show that we do on Thursday nights airs at noon on StarcomRadioNetwork.com Saturday and Sunday. All right. You know, there's so many times that we find that life is just difficult. It's, we got all kinds of stuff going on. And this show today is one in our series called Faithed Up to Overflowing, learning to be full of God's faith so that we can let that joy and faith and everything just flow out of us. I think Trading My Sorrows is a good song right here, Pastor Jim.
So.
Do you want to introduce it and say whatever you want to about that? And
then well, it's one of my favorites that we also do this at church.
Yeah.
You know, on Wednesday nights, this is one of the songs we do fairly regularly for our time of worship. But it's important. It's not just giving something up, but you're trading it off.
Yes.
You know, you're not just giving something up. You're getting something in return. And that's
right.
What this whole song's about.
Letting go of those things that are keeping you from developing that real relationship with God that you need to. And listen to what you can trade. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
I'm trading my sorrow.
Sorrow. That I'm gonna lay down my sorrow and my shame and my sickness and my pain and trade them all in for the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. I'm Pastor Marcia, along with my associate pastor, Pastor Jim, and Betty up there in Indiana, part of our radio team, and Nan, a part of our radio team right here in Clearwater. Betty, what's that song mean to you? Do you have something, Nan? Hang on, Betty. I'm going to ask you that question in just a minute. Let's see what Nan has here from God, and then we will ask Betty that question.
Will you choose to trade your sorrows?
The good question.
To have this freedom is up to you. You can trade your sorrows for much joy. Of this gift you can have, what will you do? My joy is such a wonderful thing to have. You'll move forward being able to face the day. This gift is here for you and is so wonderful. Look to me for this while you pray.
Oh, that's putting the decision right back in our lap there, Betty. Whoa, that's a decision that God is saying to us. What are we going to do with everything that we know, all the truth that we know, you know?
Well, I think we need to be like a sponge and absorb it.
Amen.
It was the first time I'd come down to the Beacon of Hope Church to see you and the many wonderful people that attend there, that Nathan, that you all played that song. And I'm going through a pretty difficult time in my life at that point, and I chose to give up my sorrow.
Amen.
I chose to give worry to the Lord.
Amen.
And, you know, it's like an anvil being lifted off of your shoulders.
Right.
Once you decide to do that.
Right.
And I always call God the anvil lifter, because there's so many things that we carry around on a daily basis that we certainly do not have to carry.
Amen.
And once you get into that habit of giving things to the Lord before Satan can get a hold of it and turn your life upside down, give it to God, let go, and let him see what he can do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I will almost guarantee that once you let it go,
right,
and give it to God, that your load becomes lighter.
Yes.
The walk becomes a lot sweeter. And it just seems like that the light comes on. You know, we're supposed to be the light.
Right.
But that darkness disappears, Pastor. And Pastor,
yes.
Jim, Nan, it disappears. The darkness goes away. And you say, you know that old saying, you know, there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
You can start to see the light come through. And that's how the Lord works for me.
Amen. Amen.
It's amazing what God can do when we let go.
Woo. And when we take on the role that we're supposed to be, that light on a lampstand, you know, so people can see God working in us. Pastor Jim, comment on all that, because I love this, that you're to be light and you're to be salt. Salt and light.
Right.
Too good.
And,
too good.
And the image, Betty, that God, for some reason, sticks with me about that. You said anvil on your back. I see Jacob Marley with the chains and the books.
Oh,
you know, I
yeah.
kind of see that. That's kind of my image. When we don't, when we're not giving everything to God, we're
right.
not trading it off. Again, like the anvil or walking around with just these long chains full of junk
right.
tacked onto them.
Yeah.
And we don't have to do that.
Right.
Jesus broke the chains.
Yes.
He takes the anvil off our back. He breaks the chains
Amen.
Of whatever is holding us back.
Right.
And that allows us then to be that salt, that light, that city on a hill. And, you know, you think about that image of, you know, light of the world. You don't put a... And we sing this at the nursing home.
Yeah.
You know, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. One of the verses is, put it under a bushel. No. I'm going to let it shine.
That's right.
And that's so true, because Jesus said, don't hide it under a bushel.
Yes.
And in one sense, that's a challenge.
Right.
Because if you let your light shine, yeah, Jesus says, so that others can see the good works, your good works, and glorify your Father in heaven. But also, not everybody's going to want to come to your light. You
right.
know, they're going to, it's kind of a challenge sometimes, because, and Jesus understood that sometimes we just don't want to shine that brightly, because that then chases out the darkness and kind of stirs it up in other
right.
people.
Yes.
And there is some fear with
yes.
doing that. And again, the city set on a hill.
Right.
What an image that is. Because
mm-hmm.
here we are, big old city on a hill. Everybody can see us for miles around.
Right.
And that's, you know, and again, that kind of goes back to what we talked about earlier.
Responsibility.
Responsibility, being pure in heart,
mm-hmm.
seeking after
that's
God.
That's right. Amen.
Because Otherwise, I don't want to be a city on a hill. If my relationship with God is not where right. I know it needs to be,
right.
I don't want to be a city on a hill. I'd rather be a little shepherd in a valley.
Yeah, because we don't want people seeing what's really going on in our lives exactly. or our hearts. But, you know, the more we walk with the Lord and the more we take on the responsibility of being salt and light and saying, God, I want all you have for me. I want to be able to share your goodness, your peace, your joy, the fact that people can trade their sorrows and mm-hmm. their shame. They can get rid of their diseases and their pain. They can let go of the things that have caused them a broken heart for so long. When we begin to really believe that we can share that good news with people, and that relationship that we have with God, it just gets stronger and stronger because we know we have something that we are learning from him that we can do. Pastor Jim wants to comment on that, and then we'll get with you, Betty.
Yeah, in the other kind of devotions that I use the American Bible Society, and it's chapter 6, 7, 8, 9 of Luke. And, you know, we're talking about light of the world. It's not just preaching the gospel, it's
right.
backing it up. And
yes,
you know,
it
I
is.
Just read today,
Amen.
Luke chapter 9, he gave the 12 authority and power over demons
right.
and to cure diseases.
Right.
And sure enough, they went out and preached the gospel of the kingdom
yes.
and they backed it up.
Right.
And that's, I don't know what, God's really been focusing me on that mm-hmm. so far this year.
Yes.
Kind of exciting to see where that's going to lead.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's true because you know, we think, well, the world's too sophisticated. They know the Bible's the Word of God. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
A lot of them don't believe
that it's
yeah.
the Word of God, but they don't really believe it's the
right.
Word of God. And there is a need in the church today for people who go out to minister, to preach the gospel. And I'm saying this, that I know I need to be more there, is we've got to believe God, to be in this
yes.
position with God, to be faithed up.
Amen.
Enough that when we preach the gospel and somebody comes up for healing, that we lay hands on
yes,
them and believe,
and we believe
they're
going to
be healed.
And it's overflowing. When
yes.
we develop that faith to that extent, that it really, we mean what we say and say what we mm-hmm. mean, then it has to just spread out. And I want to talk about that in a minute. But Betty, your comments on that? Woo. Trade those sorrows. Trade that shame. Amen.
Well, I think a lot of us today, what you were talking about just a few minutes ago was fear.
Right.
Is that you're afraid that if you say something that you're going to offend someone.
Right. That happens.
And,
yeah.
And one of the things that I've tried to do over the last several years is to not be afraid of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That if I have an opportunity, if I have the ability to be able to minister to someone, there is nothing going to stop me.
Mm-hmm.
And it you know, whether it be in the workplace, and a lot of times you are frowned upon for maybe praying for someone in the workplace because you're afraid you're going to get fired, or you're afraid to mention anything about the Word of God because the person that you work for is maybe a confessed atheist, or they just don't want the Word of God circulating in the workplace or in your home. Is that's where God's light shines through.
Yes.
And that's where, you know, the Lord takes, we can have authority
Amen.
Over the darkness that surrounds those type of circumstances.
Right. Amen.
And it's our, and I'm so glad that I can pray, that I can worship. I live in a country where I can worship and pray to the living God. And I think that that's where we as Christians, that we have got to come out of our complacency.
Yes.
And be able to, if you see someone in need, is reach out to them. Be the salt that God has called you to be, to bring flavor to those people's lives again.
Amen.
To the homeless.
Right.
Or like you folks do, which is a blessing, going to the nursing home and give those people hope.
Right.
Give those people just enough of the Word through a song, through the Word of God, through ever, that you give them just a spark. You give them just enough faith the size of a mustard seed to start something to grow.
Amen.
You planted it, you watch it grow. And I think
Amen.
It's time that we get going, that we start a fire, that we get faith up enough to be able to take the word of God to this dying world before it's too late.
And you know, you're right on. And if we really believe what we say, that Jesus Christ is our healer, that he forgives our sins, that he's our friend, he's our companion, he's with us every day, every moment, and he says, I'll never leave you or forsake you, that he's our counselor, that he's our comforter, that he's our peace, that he is all of those things. Wow, that's great news. And that's something we want to share with people. We don't want to just let that be contained on the inside of us. We want that to spill out. And obviously, that pertains to me right now at this place in my life, because in the last, well, since September, God reunited me with a pastor friend of mine in Mexico, David Pettit in Puebla, Mexico, with Nueva Esperanza Ministry. And we began talking, and that very day he invited me to come preach in his church in Puebla on Valentine's Day. And I did not say, well, let me check my calendar, or I'm too busy, or I immediately knew in my gut that that was God. And I said, yes, of course I'll be there, which I will be, by the way, on Valentine's Day, right there preaching in his church. And going back to the Spanish-speaking Latin American people has been something that I have wanted to do all my life since growing up in Guatemala as a missionary's kid. And now God is opening a door. And so my point is this, without belaboring all that that God is going to do, because you'll be hearing a lot about Mexico soon. But my point is, when God opens a door, we've got to be courageous. We started this show with Whom Shall I Fear? Okay, that song. We talked about, you know, really trading in all of our fears, all of our anxieties, all of our things that keep us back from letting the faith and the peace and the joy and the healing virtue, all of that flow out of us. We've got to trade in everything that keeps us from becoming everything God wants us to be. And we've got to trade that in for all the joy of the Lord and all the peace and everything. Talk to me, Pastor Jim. And then, oh, we got to do a song here. So go ahead, comment, then we're going to do a song. Then we're going to do a song, then we'll get to Betty.
Well, that's so true. And I mean, that's really what God's been showing me. I mean, I've known the concept of what used to be called full evangelism.
Right.
For a long time, but this year it just keeps popping off the page.
It does, doesn't
Every
it?
Every time I read through Matthew, I'm reading in Matthew, I'm reading in Luke, and it just kind of pops off the page that we've got to have this kind of full evangelism. Yes, the word is powerful. It's more powerful than a two-edged sword, and it will go out and accomplish what God sent it for. But that's why he gave those signs. These signs shall follow them that believe. And the last verse of Mark says that God confirmed the word with the signs and wonders. And that's what we need now.
We've got to do
We've got to have that now, because this is a world that's just steeped in darkness, steeped in unbelief, steeped in error.
Amen.
And, but the reason it is steeped in error is people are crying out to know the living
God.
They
want to know.
They want to know the one true God. Ooh. And yet, for whatever reason, they're deceived. They go into this thing or that thing or whatever thing. And we have the truth.
We do.
We have the light.
And
we've got so much
to share.
Amen. Amen.
Woo. So, you know what? We're going to do this song, You Lift Me Up. Because he can lift you up above all of that that is keeping you from being faithed up to overflowing.
down, and oh, my soul so weary. When troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shore.
Yes, he does. Let's pray for you right now. Dear Lord, we just lift up our listeners wherever they are around this globe. Lord, let them be reminded through that powerful song and the words of this show today that you raise us up. When we are feeling lonely, when we are feeling full of doubt and fear, when we are feeling like we don't have anything to offer anyone, you raise us up and put the words in our mouths. When we feel like depression, discouragement, anxiety is taking over our lives, you, Lord, can raise us up out of that pit of despair. Lord, I pray right now, we as a radio team pray for our listeners wherever they are around this world. Lord, we ask that you raise raise them up this moment into a place where they can be the light, the salt, where they can actually be so full of love and faith in you and in your word and in your promises that it just reaches out. Their lives spill over into other lives, and that they are able to reach people with your great love and your great mercy and compassion. And Lord, our desire is that each of us listening at any time in the future would be reminded that you, Lord, can change our circumstances. You can change our lives. You can change our purpose. You can change the plans that we had and turn them into the plans that you have for us. Lord, we lift up these listeners and we ask that you cause them to be able to trade in their sorrows, their shame, their disease, their pain, all of it, for the light of your presence, and that they will desire a relationship with you more than they ever have before. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Betty, talk to us if you can quit crying, because PJ's crying in there. I can see him through the glass.
I'm sure glad that you had a little prayer before.
gives us some recovery time.
Recovery time.
Yeah, just not much, but just a little. But what better time to recover is than with prayer.
Amen.
I have something I need to read, if it's okay.
Sure.
It comes from Jesus' Calling for January 17th.
I read it this morning in Spanish, and it is amazing. I underlined it in my book, my Spanish Jesus Calling book.
It's amazing. It says, "Come to me with a thankful heart."
Yes.
"So that you can enjoy my presence."
Yes.
"This is the day that I have made. I want you to rejoice today, refusing to worry about tomorrow.
Amen.
Search for all that I have prepared for you, anticipating abundant blessings and accepting difficulties as they come. I can weave miracles into the most mundane day if you keep your focus on me."
Woo!
This is the last paragraph. "Come to me with all of your needs, knowing that my glorious riches are more than adequate supply. Stay in continual communication with me,"
mm-hmm,
"so that you can live above your circumstances even while you are in the midst of them."
Yes.
"Present your request, like we've done today, to me with thanksgiving, and my peace, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your heart and your mind."
Oh, that is so good. That is so, so good. And that's what it's all about, drawing close to him and letting him do the work in us. That's what this relationship thing is all about with Jesus, allowing him to see our weaknesses, our pain, our hurt, and allowing him to change all of that, you know? Betty, I don't know about you, but I am so grateful that I am a child of God, that I know him and have known him at a very early age. Growing up as a pastor's kid, I feel very blessed, and a missionary's daughter, to have grown up knowing the scripture, memorizing it at an early age in English and in Spanish, and knowing that, you know, God will use that every effort we make to spend time with him, to get in his word. He's going to use that in some situation in our lives. Did you want to finish commenting on that before we go to Pastor Jim?
Well, it's so apparent that God wants to have an open dialogue with us.
Yes.
On a continual basis.
Yes.
And I think that if we make the effort, that we're going to see progress like we've never seen before.
I agree.
In our lives, whether it be financial, whether it be personal, whether it be, you know, in relationship, or, you know, even in a church body, maybe a church body that is not prospering, that if they will actually turn back to God, pray and turn, the scripture says that they turn away, turn back to him and give him everything that we need to turn over to him, is to let it go. And I think even with that Jesus Calling statement is that he wants us so close to him that we can feel him breathing.
Amen.
We can feel his heartbeat.
Right. Feel his heartbeat. And, yes.
Oh, it's amazing that if we if we turn on the light in our own lives,
right,
let other people see it, that the darkness will fade away, that Satan can't touch us.
Amen.
There's so many scriptures that can back that up, and not one can I think of right now.
But okay.
It turns the darkness into light.
Sure.
And so many people today and have in the past few days and weeks and months, that they've faced nothing but darkness. They've faced nothing but difficulty. That it's time. It's time, my friend. As the Lord would say, it's time, my child, to turn back to me.
Amen. Woo. Amen. Pastor Jim, talk to us about that. We agree with you, Betty. 100%.
Amen. Amen. And I kind of latched on to one of the things Betty was saying, that, you know, about it's time for the church to wake up. Each
Absolutely.
Of us individually,
yes.
And the church. And the Lord prompted me to go back over to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. And I love this because it's if my people, not if the heathen.
Right.
Not if the unsaved.
Amen.
Not if the members of the other political party or whatever.
Right.
It's if my people. If you say you're a Christian.
Right.
If my people who are called by my name, that would be us believers.
Sure.
Will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. And you know, that's a hard word.
Right.
Because, you know, it's time. And I fully agree. It's time. Here again, that turning, that trading part.
Yes.
The church has got some wicked ways in it.
Sure.
And, you know, the church as a whole has traded in the gospel for something much cheaper. They've traded in for, I will just speak boldly, for political influence.
Right.
And that's wrong.
Right.
That's wrong.
Exactly.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves.
Yes.
Okay? It ain't the government that's going to save you.
Right.
It's not the government that's right. going to provide for you.
Right.
It's Jesus.
Yes.
Okay?
And that's why we need that relationship
exactly.
building to be going on and not just neglect our relationship with the Lord. It needs to be building and growing.
Exactly. Because in these days.
Yes.
We've got to depend on all through the Bible. He's promised, fear not.
Right.
I'll be with you.
That's right.
I'll provide for you. I
Amen.
Will bless you.
Amen.
I'll be there with you.
Right.
All through the Bible, God has promised that from
yes.
start to finish.
Yes.
And all we have to do is take hold of those promises.
Right.
And walk in those promises.
And that's what increases our faith. Hebrews 11:6 says that without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Right.
For those that believe that he is, wait a minute, those that come to him must believe that he is
and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
That's exactly right. And so, first of all, dear friends, it starts with believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he died on a cross for your sins and sicknesses, that if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity, that God raised Jesus from the dead, that he can forgive you for anything and everything you've ever said or done that was not pleasing to him. That's the sinner's prayer in essence, you know? And when we believe that and get a hold of that, and we believe that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And the next verse, God did not send his son into the world to
condemn
the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And I just have been, that those two verses that we all know have just gone over and over as I've been memorizing Spanish verses now. Those, again, I've been memorizing and bring them back up in my spirit, down in my spirit, so I can use them as I preach. And it reminds me so many times, God, it gets a bad rap from so many people. God is blamed for this. God is blamed for that. God is blamed for this disease or this or punishment or whatever. People, we have got to be so full of the promises of God that it can spill out of us to everyone, and it overflows into their lives. Betty, talk to me about that before we get to the next song, which is one of your favorites.
Well, I looked at your board this morning and looked in wonderment. It's like, how am I going to get anything out of this?
Oh, from Wednesday night, what I taught, because I take a picture of it and send it to you. Yeah.
Yeah, you do, and Nan sometimes sends it. And the one thing that really, really, really stuck out to me is to be available.
Yes. Yes.
Is to be gracious and be
right. Yes.
Be generous. And I think that that's where our light, our salt and light will shine through.
Amen.
Is that when we are that faced up, when we have that kind of commitment to the Lord and to his work, into what he wants us to do, and we have that open dialogue with him.
Amen.
That it is going to pour out of us, not like a just a small sprinkle, but it's going to flow like a fountain.
Woo!
The river of life is going to flow out of us. It's going to flow out into our home, into our workplace, into our church, into our community. And it's going to take the word that I said at the beginning of the show, commitment.
Commitment.
It's going to take a commitment between us and the Lord to say, Lord, whatever you want me to do, use me. I'm here. Mm. It's a surrender moment to say, okay, just like when you said you were going to Mexico.
Mexico, that's right.
Mexico.
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 Yeah, you had it right.
That's all I know.
Okay.
But it comes down to a point where you did not stammer.
Oh, no.
You did not back down.
Nah.
You did not let Satan put fear in you. And you stepped out with a step of faith.
And
you said, yes, Lord. Use me.
Right.
Let my tent stakes be broadened. Let me be used in any capacity that you would have me to do.
That's exactly right.
And I think that took courage, but that courage comes from the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
who comforted you at that point and said, thank you, my dear child. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for not turning me away. And that's what so many of us have done in recent days, months, is we've turned away from God because it became too hard. It came too hard for us to follow that road or that path that he was having us go down.
You're right.
And once we make that commitment, what you guys have been to, what we've all been talking about these last 2 hours, it's faith.
It's faith that keeps us going.
It's the size of a mustard seed that will grow in us if we let it. If we plant it, and water it, watch it grow.
Amen.
Watch what God can do in your life.
And it's not like the devil won't throw stumbling blocks or circumstances mm-hmm. to try to change what God's... We had the annual meeting for Beacon of Hope at my home on Friday night, and we had a great meal and a great time and all that. And we prayed over the radio equipment that I'm taking to Mexico, and all of these things. But right as people started to walk in the door... Pastor Jim and Nan were there. They didn't see this happen. I'm walking down my hall that just had the house newly redecorated. My hallway, the tile begins to crumble under my feet, Betty, and I haven't even told you this, like a big section of tile in my hallway just all broke apart. And, you know, now I've got a hallway where you can't even walk down it, really, because it's not safe. It's pretty bad. And that's going to have to be dealt with, and it will be. But, you know, it's like things like that. I say that just to give an example. The devil will throw anything he can to try to stop you. It's not stopping Amen. My trip. I mean, the floor can sit that way for a while. You know, I just put a rug over it, and oh, well, there you go. It's not stopping what God's got planned here. Pastor Jim, talk about this before I do this song real quick.
Well, that's so true. And I mean, what was it Joyce Meyer said? New level, new devil.
That's right.
Every time we, and I know it's true. I mean, every time I make that commitment to go one step further. Yeah.
Right.
Satan does not want us to do that.
Right.
So he's going to bring discouragement, maybe through things that happen around you or through people. I mean, he doesn't, obviously, you know, to misquote the four spiritual laws, Satan hates you and has a miserable plan for your life.
There you go.
And he wants
That's so true.
He certainly wants to keep you from walking
That's
with God.
That's right.
Because the closer we get to God, the more we walk with God, the less
He can touch
us. The less he can touch us, the less
Amen.
He can move in our lives.
And he's not stopping me from where God's taken us.
Amen.
The floor, no big deal. Here it is, Betty, Behind the Line of Grace. Isn't that your song, my dear?
Yeah.
So you can cry some more. This is for you today.
God's children quietly lie in wait while the battle rages on. Rules of this war say that God will always shield his own. And though afraid, danger well in sight, sometimes we're just too tired to try. He tells us to be still and know and wait behind the line. All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe. There's no weapon that can stand against the wall God built in our defense. We may not always see his face, but we're secure behind the line of grace. He will not withdraw his eyes from the righteous night or day. We may not always see him, but he knows the way we take. When we have no strength, no power to fight, and it seems like God is nowhere in sight, he steps in front of the enemy while we rest behind the line. All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe. There's no weapon that can stand against the wall God built in our defense. We may not always see his face, but we're secure behind.
Praise God. Woo! We're secure behind the line of grace. Praise God. We may not always see what's going on, but we're secure. Pastor Jim, I'm giving Betty a chance to cry. You go right ahead. Nan, you got something? All right, we'll give Betty a chance here to recover while Nan tells us.
We'll give Betty and Pastor Jim a chance.
There you go. Okay.
I love this one. So it's my turn to cry.
All right.
Betty Tagamet. The battles in your life seems to rage so strong, but perhaps you may even feel that you're all alone. My child, you are not in such a position at all. Look to me. I'm with you. Up on me, you can always call. My grace will see you through all that you face. Always remember that you do have my grace. Satan would want you to think that you're all alone. Don't listen to his lies. With my strength, you become strong.
Woo! Yeah.
My grace is always with you, regardless of your plight.
Yes.
Remember that I'm there, and for you, I will always fight. I'm your father who loves you with all of my heart. So believe that with my grace, to believe that my grace is right there where you are.
Whoa, praise God. Yes, thank you. We never know what God's going to give through Nan. It's amazing, isn't it, Pastor Jim?
Thank you,
Nan, for sharing that. Woo!
It is amazing. And that I like that song so much because there's a real truth there about...
It is. There is.
We stand behind the line
of
grace.
Yes, we do.
And, you know... It's just almost unspeakable. I'm almost at a loss for words.
Right.
Because it's such a marvelous thing. God's grace takes care of it all.
It does.
I mean, you know, and I'm so thankful for his grace because first of all, I don't have to work my way into heaven. I don't
right.
have to work my way into God's good graces.
Right.
He took the initiative and graced me.
Yes.
As it were.
It's a gift.
It is. Well, the root in Greek is gift.
Is gift.
You know,
right.
It's that charismatic gift is grace.
Right.
And.
Praise God.
That's such an outstanding thing that God loves me enough.
Yes.
To keep me safe.
Yes.
In even when I mess up either intentionally or unintentionally, whatever, I slip up, whatever.
Right.
His grace is big enough.
Mm.
To cover that.
Amen.
And big enough to keep me safe.
Woo. Amen. Betty, are you ready to talk to us?
Sure. Thank you for that reprieve. One of the things that I would like to share is that song, even when we sang it several years ago at the church, that
mm-hmm.
song still ministers to me in a way.
Yes.
Because there were times when you're a warrior and you stand on the front line and life just hits you upside the head and it just knocks you totally,
right.
You know, totally out.
Right.
And that grace protects you.
Mm-hmm.
That grace stands in front of you.
Yeah.
That the Lord is always with you, that he will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
And that happened to me back in October. When there were times that I thought that God had left me, and there was always something that someone said, or there was a song that was played, and that song was played, I was going to think probably Megan played it probably 2 or 3 days after the surgery, but God led me back to the scripture that said, rejoice and be glad,
mm-hmm.
because great is your reward in heaven. And that
Amen.
Happens to be in Matthew, the scriptures that we studied this morning before the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
And it so ministers to me to know that I have a God that is greater than any of my needs.
You know, amen.
That anything that I go through, God is bigger. And once we have enough faith, that we have enough courage to push fear aside, that we push sorrow, that we push whatever we're facing, if we push it aside and say, God,
yes, yes.
This is yours. You take this because I can't handle it anymore. That starts, it ignites. It starts like a like you're trying to start a fire. It starts as an ember, just a small ember, and it just starts to build and get bigger and bigger and bigger until that fire overcomes you to the point where you could take on the fiercest enemy as if you were back in biblical times. You were the David. You were the stone. I mean, it was just the stones that you had in your hand.
Right.
Were strong enough to be able to defeat, you know, the biggest enemy, the biggest Goliath that you could face. And that is where God wants us to be, that close to him, that commitment.
Amen.
That element of trust.
Yes.
That we
yes.
have in the Lord. And where it will take us, no one knows.
Yeah.
All I know is that my God and your God is bigger than anything that we can face.
Amen. Amen. You know, that all that you were saying, that reminds me where God took me today, this morning, in the Word, to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, about verse 13, and it says, "My grace is enough. It's all you need."
Amen.
"My strength comes into its own in your weakness." Pastor Jim, what translation, or can you read it out of whatever translation you have there? I think it's verse 13, 2 Corinthians 12, where Paul, God told Paul, "My grace is enough, sufficient."
Yeah, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.'"
Yes.
"Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me."
Oh, that's it right there.
Amen. Amen.
That's what we're talking about today. John 1:14 says that the Word, meaning Jesus, the Word was made flesh and dwelled among us. He came to this earth, Jesus. "The Word was made flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Jesus is all the grace that you need for whatever is going on in your life. And his Word is truth. And so no matter what you're going through, get behind that line of grace. Just like that song said, hang on to the grace of God. Paul says here, "My grace is enough." God said to him, Jesus said to him, "My grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness." In other words, our weakness causes God's strength to be seen. You know, when we are at our lowest emotionally, mentally, financially, health-wise, possibly, whatever the case may be, we feel like we are down for the last count. We can be just like Paul here in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, where Paul said, "God, can't you take this from me, this thorn of the flesh?" And that's a whole debate about what that is. But just the same, Paul said, "God, take it away from me." And God says, "You know what? You're going to be fine. Hang in there. My grace is sufficient. You're going to see that my strength is going to carry you through this. And when you're weak, I'm strong." Pastor Jim, you want to comment on all that?
That is so true. Woo! And I've found that so many times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been a believer now for over 40 years. And I know there have been so many times in my life when God allows our weaknesses sometimes to come to the forefront, you know, through one thing or another.
Right. Right.
So that we can be shown his grace.
Yes.
I mean, and weakness is not always meaning weak, but maybe it's a character flaw, you know, something in us that we need to trade in, getting back to one of our earlier songs.
There you go. That all goes together.
You know, whether it's an attitude, a physical condition, you know, a spiritual, maybe it's our spirituality, whatever, God will point that out and say, "Just give it to me, because where you're weak, I can make you strong."
Amen. Amen.
You know, that's why, you know, God gives us our testimonies. "I was weak here. I was struggling with this.
Yes.
God's grace intervened, and now I'm victorious."
Yes. Woo. Amen. Betty, you want to comment on that? We're getting ready to wrap up here in just a couple minutes.
Well, the Lord led me to Philippians 4, 6, and 7. It says, "Don't fret or worry.
Yes.
Instead of worrying, pray."
Right.
"Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns."
Amen.
"Before you know it, a sense of God's fullness, everything coming together for good,
woo,
will come and settle you down." And that's where we have to celebrate every day, all day. We have to celebrate God.
Amen.
He is our everything. He is going to take your circumstances. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. It may take time for those circumstances to eliminate, you know, to be eliminated or to
resolved.
Be rectified.
Yeah, right.
Resolved. Trust God.
Amen.
Have faith. Be of good cheer. Celebrate God every day and watch what he can do for you.
Oh, I love those verses. Philippians 4, 6, 7, and 8 is where you were reading, and I love that. Actually, I think it starts with verse 4 there. Celebrate God all day long.
And every day, yep.
Every day, celebrate God. And Pastor Jim, talk to us. You know, this show has been very powerful, very, very powerful, and it'll change your life. You can hear it again this Saturday morning and or Sunday morning at 10 a.m. on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Pastor Jim?
Well, and then I flipped over to Romans chapter 8.
Ah, there you go.
You know where I'm going
with this. I do know.
Amen.
You know, 8:28. And we know that in all things,
yes,
God works for the good for those that love him. So there are prerequisites to this.
Right.
We have to love him and be called according to his purpose.
Amen.
Which means, you know, we all have a calling on our lives. And it's not all to be a pastor or a teacher.
Right.
But each one of us individually,
yes,
and for all of our listeners, you all have a calling on your life. And when you submit to that calling on your life, God, it doesn't matter what goes on around, God will work it all out for the best. You know, as long as,
amen,
we're submitted to him and let him do the work.
Yes.
Because sometimes I want to step in like I know better than God, you know, what's best for me.
Right.
And God says, no, you just love me and walk in your calling and I'll take care of the rest,
amen,
of it.
Amen. God will make a way where there seems to be no way, dear listener, for whatever you are going through. I'm going to get to Betty and to PJ real quick for a final comment. But before I do, remember that God loves you, dear listener, and we have been praying for you. We are praying for you. We may not meet you till we get to heaven. Some of you are beginning to email us. That is great. You can send me an email directly, pastor@bohmglobal.com. You can send PJ, Pastor Jim, an email at pastorjim@bohmglobal.com. You can reach Betty at prayers@bohmglobal.com. We would love to hear from you, especially with your prayer requests. We invite you to use our prayer line. It is no strings attached. All we want to do is pray for you. prayers@bohmglobal.com. And Betty, a final comment real quick here before we get out of here. Got just about 20
words.
Seconds.
Okay, this should be about 10.
Okay.
The answer to your problem is Jesus Christ.
Amen. There you go. And that's exactly right. There you go. Pastor Jim, thank you, Betty, for being on the air. We love you. Talk to you soon.
Love you, too.
And I'll make mine even shorter. Ditto.
Okay.
I mean, that's so true. You know, that old Andre Crouch song, Jesus is the answer.
Right.
You know, it's not just simplistic thinking. It's the truth.
Right, exactly.
Jesus is the answer.
So, dear ones, tune in again next week at 3 o'clock Eastern time here on Living the Good Life. And also, remember and write this down, if you will, our address for the shows on the weekend. You can hear this show Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern. And that is StarcomRadioNetwork.com. They pull these shows after we do them, and they play them on that radio network around the world. Also, the Go Yard Show, which is our life coaching show, will be at noon on Saturday and Sunday on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. Prayer requests, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Send them in. It's not far to Jesus. This has been Pastor Marcia, Pastor Jim, Betty, and Nan bringing you words of life this day. God bless you. Have a great week. See you next week. It's not far.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF.